Hi, Tara.
Hi, Alana.
I am so excited to welcome our listeners to our weekly catch up on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So, everyone, get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
Yes, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Same. Happy WNBA season opener day. Or
Yay.
with I thought it
Second
was
day.
starting. I thought it was actually supposed to start on the 24th. And so I'm not sure if this is like preseason games or if it's like legit, but all the games are going to be like fabulous. So
I thought yesterday was the
home openers.
opener. I thought so. Yeah, because it was all about Miss Caitlin Clark.
It's on Google. There's like the special WNBA like graphic. It's exciting. Happy to see them back.
Yeah, it'll definitely be entertaining to see the young ladies that we all watch during March Madness now get their first taste of professional basketball.
Yes. And I guess we can save it for next time we speak about, but I just always think about when in Love and Basketball, when the character Sanaa Lathan played Monica, went to USC, and she was everything in high school. She gets to USC and they are like, you're cute and you're nice and you're talented, but so are all these people. So I'm excited to kind of see kind of what happens with all the rookies joining. And I think it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a
Yeah.
fun summer. They go through September. So it'll be a fun time.
With a break for the Olympics, right?
Yeah, with a break. Yeah, with a break for the Olympics. 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then
Okay.
today they announced the announcement for the Golden State Valkyries was
I love
announced.
that.
I'm excited for them. I'm a little jealous and disappointed. So we found out that Toronto's getting a WNBA team, and I am still waiting for my hometown. To my, like, I don't understand why there's not a WNBA team in Philadelphia and Dawn Staley is the
They're probably like, when do you plan to leave South Carolina?
head
Because when you leave, we start.
coach.
It's kind of disappointing because there are, there will there I think they could get, fans, the Mystics,
Absolutely.
pull people in Delaware. I mean, we were going to down to DC to see the Mystics and going up to New York to see the Liberty. So
Yeah.
anyway,
I don't
but
know if this is
excited.
a hot take depending on where folks stand, but I feel like probably the Sixers ownership are too self-absorbed into moving into Chinatown before they figure out if they're going to support a WNBA team. So
Yeah, and I think they're busy also being the Redskins, or I'm sorry, the Commanders' ownership too, so
yeah.
which I don't know. Divest.
Yes. Hot take from
Divest. I
Virginia.
take. All right. So let's jump into talking about the NBA. I do want to tell you, I did watch some Phillies baseball yesterday. It was my first game of the season. It's May
Okay.
18th. I finally have decided to progress on to the next Philadelphia sport. Didn't see any home runs. The Mets, though, the Mets had a lot of offense. So we'll have to see kind of where all that how that plays out. They scored very early, so.
Well, today there was an early Phillies Mets game. Aaron Nola pitched a complete game, a shutout.
Dang.
So, for
Shout
those of
out.
you that believe in things, today would have been Doc Holliday's 47th birthday. And someone noted the Phillies scored four runs, seven hits,
That's so crazy.
and to have Aaron Nola pitch
Oh,
a complete game. Yeah.
that's so sweet.
I'm going to my first game of the season on Thursday. I actually have back-to-back games. We're going Thursday. We play the Mets and then Friday the Nationals. So I'm
That's
excited.
those two teams are very good teams to see
Yeah, I'm
for that.
excited.
I'm like I they're super legit, like good
And
rivals.
I do want to see my team, but the other thing I love about going to the bank is having something to eat. So I'm very excited that on Thursday I will be planning what I'm going to have on Friday. Because I like to hit up Federal Donuts. Maybe get a donut on Thursday and have some chicken on Friday.
I mean, you know, it's a
I will
whole
forever be 12. I keep telling people that. No one
it's a
believes me.
whole experience. It's a
Yes,
whole
absolutely.
experience. Okay.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, let's jump right into what's been going on in the NBA. We can start out. Let's start out with the Western Conference this time because
Okay.
I think we started Eastern last time. So, just a quick update that at this point, OKC and Dallas are playing each other. The series is tied 2-2. And Minnesota and Denver are also playing each other, and this series is also tied 2-2. The on this Minnesota and this Denver series, the road team has won, which is kind of strange because usually
Yeah.
the home team is the one. And so they whatever happened in Denver, the Joker took it personally because he has been very personal this entire game. The last two games I've watched.
I think it's a combination. Like I do think the Timberwolves shocked the Nuggets. But like game three, so the first game in Minnesota when the Nuggets came back and won, Anthony Edwards, who I just love more and more with every game, took ownership of the loss and said that he came out with low energy. And I don't know whether it's a combination of inexperience. I mean, Rudy Gobert has playoff experience, but maybe a combination of inexperience or kind of getting a little too cocky because I think a lot of us thought, oh my goodness, the champs might get swept. And as much as I said earlier in the season, you know, it's going to be Denver. And then suddenly I was like, oh, I might be wrong. Now it looks like I might be right again. It'll be interesting to see as we record tonight will be game five, right? To see what happens. Often in the playoffs, they say the series doesn't start until the away team loses. Oh, the away team wins. Well, I
Yeah.
guess now.
The home team wins.
But this
Yeah.
when the home team wins,
That's
so
nice.
we'll see what happens. But I told you I keep going back and forth now with who I want to win because
Yeah.
I love Anthony Edwards so much. But a part of me feels like they have awakened the beast, which is the Joker, and they might have lost the Timberwolves might have lost their shot.
He looks so serious, like just how he gets into the lane, and like it's like they keep like they're trying. He has so many tricks that he does that it just completely fools. And I wonder to a certain extent how like you know how, like someone tricks you, but you're like so anxious, like you're on edge, so you'll do anything versus kind of like laying back. People, it's like the players seem like they don't know what he's going to do next, and so they'll have a fake out, you know, like he'll pass it or he won't pass it and he'll shoot himself. So he has a whole lot of moves, and so I've just been kind of curious if anyone's cracked the code yet.
It's also been interesting because it was we've seen the two-man game between he and Jamal Murray in the past, but it's now Aaron Gordon and a
Man, Aaron
Joker.
Gordon is angry. I feel like he's mad. No, he's not really mad, but he just kind of comes across like he is ready to do some business, to handle business. I think he's kind of like, this is not to compare them, but it's kind of similar to Derek White, how like Derek White just he comes off the bench. Not Aaron Gordon doesn't come off the bench, but like how Derek White kind of comes in and he just does his job. He defends and he shoots, defends and shoots. And it's low key, but it's definitely noticed more so now than ever.
I
I'm
know
happy for Aaron Gordon.
last week we talked about should Jamal Murray have been suspended, which I think we both agreed he should have, which is interesting because I think if you get a different game three
You
without
definitely do.
Jamal Murray. So
He
like
can't miss. That I'm telling, man, this man, that halftime, when they went to halftime and they
yeah.
basically ran, the halftime run up was the problem. They got the lead down to, I'm sorry,
To like
Minnesota got the
nine,
lead down
right?
to seven.
Okay.
And then when they were inbounding the ball, it was stolen, and there was like two like sloppy kind of plays
Which
that then.
resulted in three pointers.
And the last, like, and then it was like 1 second, they
Yep.
lazily just throw it out. One second, Jamal Murray gets it, and he literally throws shoots it from the half court line, and he makes it. It was insane, and they ended up going up. I think they went up 14 because I think it was like 8 points or something like that in a span of like 30 or 40 seconds. It was stupid. So I think that they have to get a bit tighter, obviously, but they also have to. I think they got to crack the code, and I don't know what that would be.
It'll be interesting now with my record so far. The Timber, if I the way I'm feeling now, the Timberwolves will win game five.
I do think this is going to go seven, and experience might edge out here, but I'm hopeful for Minnesota. I'd like to see a Minnesota. I don't even care if it's OKC or Dallas, but I'd like to see Minnesota come out of the series, but we'll see.
Segueing into that series, I fell asleep on the game last night. I thought the Mavericks were, well, they were winning, and so I kind of dozed off. I was surprised to wake up to see that the Thunder had tied the series.
I didn't, so I no longer can be up past 10 o'clock because I have to be up at like 7, 8.
Yeah, like an adult.
Yes, my old schedule, I just roll out of bed 9 and I work until, like my working would go was later. I'd go deeper. But anyway, I really am upset because I want to see the Western Conference games more than the Eastern Conference games. But yeah, so I really like this series. I really do. I think it's been really fun to watch them go back and forth. So we'll see where that comes. I actually thought OKC was going to be, I thought it was going to be like maybe 5 games
Okay.
OKC. But it looks like they might also kind of go at, they might go to 6 games.
But you still have the
Worse.
Thunder winning.
I still think that the only thing that the Thunder, like they don't have are like experienced, like that's like Kyrie winning a championship already and being on those type of teams. And you have Luka, who's just like, I don't know where this man shoots everywhere, and he's somehow, some way, he gets into something, and you're like, how did he do that? Same with like the Joker. It's like they dance around, and you're like, oh, all of a sudden, like he's shot it up, and it's just
Without looking very athletic at all.
not at all. I think that's what throws me
It's
off.
8 o'clock.
That's what throws me off. But yeah, so far so good. We'll see kind of, where everything, where we're at. We're at the conference semifinals. We have the conference finals coming up, likely next week.
Yeah.
So, cool. You want to talk Eastern Conference?
Sure enough. There's one series that I'm totally bored by, and the other one I'm intrigued by because I'm petty. Let's talk about Boston and Cleveland first.
I'm trying so hard, but I don't think Cleveland's, I'm going to call it a gym. I don't think their gym looks nice on TV. Same thing with
Did
Indiana.
not know that's where
I
you were
don't think
headed.
their arena looks good on TV. So part of it is like, I'm like, oh, like I don't even like what this, the look, Anyway.
Well, before we even get to the game, because to me it's not very exciting, what'd you think about King James and Queen Savannah being on the sideline for last night's game?
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
That's dope.
But
That's sweet.
everybody reads ev into everything LeBron
Oh,
James.
yeah.
He also brought his own bottle of wine to the game, which he had under his seat. Yes. But some people are wondering, is that a sign for where he may head?
I'm tired.
I
Don't talk to
know.
me about this.
I
I'm not in the mood. Is that where him and Bronny are gonna go? Because
Exactly.
it's like, oh, it's
Seriously.
Cleveland. It's like, okay.
Lauren, seriously, that was like the talk on the morning shows today. Is that
Donovan Mitchell is probably rolling his eyes like, yo, like, dude, either show
someone
up or
noted?
don't. But wasn't
Someone
he
noted
out?
that back when he played for the Heat, LeBron came to Cleveland when they were retiring. Oh, I can't think of the big guy that played with him in Cleveland. Anyway, he was there for a jersey retirement on an off night, Pat Riley was upset, and then the next season he returns to Cleveland. Everybody's reading everything into the Da Vinci Code that is LeBron James, because he doesn't do anything for no reason.
Yeah, I
I don't know.
just
It
like
was more
y'all wake
interesting than
me
the
up.
game.
Y'all wake me up in October and tell me where he's at.
Where he is,
Let's
right?
just wait.
And or in June, when's the draft? Whenever the draft is, did Bronny get drafted?
Just wake me up in October
I
and tell me where he is. I'm tired. I did note that I didn't watch the game because I saw that Donovan Mitchell was out. We're castrating, so I was like, yeah, I don't know if this is gonna actually be interesting. So I actually did not watch.
Well, you weren't wrong, except for the game was closer than I thought without Donovan Mitchell. The Cavs lost 109 to 102,
Yeah.
but they're down 3-1. I think there was a little glimmer of hope for those of us that aren't Celtics fans when they won the one game, but I
I'm
don't
not, I'm
think
really
it's
happy
happening.
they stole a game in Boston
Yeah.
and I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they got at least one. It's a good
Yeah.
experience.
And that's all we have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Now, those Nova Knicks who got their feelings hurt in Indiana, do you think that just basically was everyone holding, maintaining their home court advantage? But in the end, it'll still be the Knicks, or do you think the Pacers have ignited something?
Okay, so two things.
Okay.
One, the Pacers bench is outscoring the Knicks bench largely because the Knicks don't really have a bench.
Right.
So if your bench is giving you 48 points to three, that's significant. Two, I do think that because of how deep Indiana is, it is hard. I feel like they were going to wear the Knicks down because of how physical they play, like how hard they play. And after a while, yes, they're very young, your early 20s, you can do whatever. But after a while, like 48 minutes, you don't get a
Yeah.
break. I think it's really aggressive. And so I actually thought in the last game that when Indiana, like, really went up on them very early and maintained the lead. I mean, they were up at one point, I think, what, 30 points or
Yeah, it was
so?
ridiculous.
And
Yeah.
I thought at that point they should have just let Jalen and Josh Hart like let them sit. They have been working and playing, and you're not giving them like rest in the game. And then
Right.
they've got to like turn it around and try to win. So I think those are my two. And then I think because of the officiating in the first two games and the number of missed calls and things that were happening, I think the officials are a bit more conservative on calling fouls. I think they're trying to figure out how to call fouls with Jalen Brunson because his game is kind of different and his body is different. So they have to figure out like when is it a foul versus when is he kind of just leaning in on somebody and
Flopping.
creating flopping, creating contact. So I think part of the shift, to be very, very candid, and granted, I am a 90s Knicks fan, I think it was like the officials kind of pulling back a bit.
Yeah. Oh, there were many times in the game I was saying out loud, they'd have called that on the Sixers.
Don't bring up that topic on
I'm
me
sorry.
because I go. And I've been really trying sincerely to root for the Nova Knicks, but if there wasn't one Nova Knick on that team, I would actually be down.
Oh, okay. See,
But we
I told
figured
you
it out.
I'm not mature enough to root for the team that beat my team.
Yeah.
And also, it was the Knicks fans, taunting JoJo when he got hurt.
Well,
Because I was rooting for the Knicks all regular season. I like the
yes.
story,
Me
and
too. I want to I am an like born and raised Knicks fan. It's just been really disappointing the last 25 years.
yeah.
Quite frankly, once Patrick Ewing and that whole team, those bullies and like rolled out, like it just got really disappointing, right? But glimmers of hope, but very disappointing. I just think that I just don't like the entitlement I see. And I just am tired of all these players debating all the time. Just play the game and just let it be, you know? So if honestly, if Brunson's not creating fouls, then like he doesn't know what to do because he's not getting his foul calls. He's not getting on the line, quite candidly. So why don't you just start playing the game?
Okay.
Like your boys, DiVincenzo, that man, he shoots.
Yeah.
Every time that it goes past to him, I'm like, yeah, this is good. This is gold.
White
You know?
Dante.
The pride of Delaware.
Yep.
But also like Josh Hart, that man works.
Yeah.
Okay. He is working both sides. I just feel like don't always have to rely on a foul call to make a shot. And then don't be feeling entitled to be getting these foul calls. It slows the game down.
Well, so as we are recording, game five has just started, so it'll be interesting to see if the Pacers can wear down the Knicks in the Garden.
There's no part of me that can root for the Pacers given the history
I
between
understand.
Reggie Miller but it has been really fun to watch that team because they're young and they're, you know, dynamic and they're fun. So that they I have enjoyed watching the games once the officiating got a little bit better. It ruins it. It ruins my joy, to be honest with you, when I don't see like just a game being played versus it stopping every second and all and you know, for touch stuff. It's like, you know, if this is a style of play, then we need to adjust to what really is a foul versus what's contact and what's defense. So
I
I
agree.
digress. So
All right. Well,
that was it.
before we jump off of sports, did you see the announcement? It made me sad, but it's gonna be fun that ESPN has officially announced that Jason Kelce will be part of Monday Night Football. So it'll be Scott Van Pelt, Jason, Tanya
SVP.
Hart, and Swagoo.
Oh.
That's gonna be fun. But I'm sad because
Yeah.
I remain in denial. Jake Elliott, someone interviewed him, I guess, because the guys are back in the facility, and he said that Jason had been there every day. And I was like, well, what for? He can't help himself.
Look, he can Tom Brady this. He can totally come back. You want to come back and you want to block for the Giants, former Giants running back
Saquon.
Saquon, you want to do that? Go for it.
It was funny. Another video that came out today, Jason walks in on a meeting at NFL headquarters with Goodell, and he's asking about the schedule. And Goodell is like, why do you want to know? Are you coming back? And you hear Jason go, man, I wish. Well, Eagles fans locked onto that and said, we can easily forget about that retirement speech. You can give
Look,
it again
it was
in a
beautiful.
year, 2 years.
You don't even have to give it again. We'll just replay it because it was
Right?
beautiful. Like, but come on back, my guy. Go out with like this team feels super legit. Like, let's try.
But I do think it'll be fun. So he will be on the pregame show, Monday
That's
Night
fun.
Countdown, and
Okay.
then he'll be a part of the halftime
I might
crew.
actually go back to watching Monday Night
Right?
Countdown. I start watching it around like I actually start watching it when Peyton and Eli
Eli.
are on. That's the only telecast happening on Monday. Unless like obviously if they're not on, then I'll watch the one, you know, with Troy Aikman. But I like their commentary. They're so technical and they are so funny and they have such a good like rapport that you're just laughing through the whole thing, especially when they're trying to read questions as well as read the trying to pay attention to the guests, but then trying to watch the game and they just stop. They'll stop like mid-sentence and be like, oh, and, like mouth
Well,
open.
especially Peyton, if he sees something he has deemed dumb. He has no patience for bad football.
I like low key, I wish I could see a Peyton Manning as a coach, like a NFL coach. I feel like he would be
It
hilarious
would be the
on the
SNL
side.
skit when he's hitting kids with the ball.
It was great. Well, sports.
Sports. We're at
That's
that
it.
point where it's short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I don't think we have to actually do B-sides because it's like
We can
eight,
just
because
roll on in.
we're getting it together, y'all.
We're gonna roll right on into
Let's
our.
roll right into our reality part of the playbook.
And that's becoming short and sweet too. We are down towards the end. It may be the real end of Vanderpump Rules. We'll
Sounds like it. It
no
felt kind of
season or
final.
felt kind of final, and a lot of people think it should be final. So we have not watched part one of the reunion yet, so we will talk about that later. But
You know, I've before we like jump off of Vanderpump, I actually online since the end of the series, like end of, I guess that episode, there have been so many people pulling like past videos where Lala's on a podcast, Lala's doing this, Lala's doing that, and they're showing really some questionable things that she says. And, you know, I think if she wasn't so vicious with Ariana, to be quite honest, I don't think she would be getting as much heat as she's
right.
getting.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And because this fan base, like, yeah, the jealousy absolutely popped up, you know, and you saw it, like we saw it. But when you start going after somebody like that, and it's only been 3 months really since you found out about it or have dealt with it, just it makes, to me, it makes her even colder. It makes it even more wrong. And you know, there have been plenty of people that have been like, if Randall, you know, you was mad at Schwartz going out with Randall playing pickleball, you know,
Yeah.
and you said him or me. I mean, they're literally replaying the clips. She also said in 2018 that she believes Tupac is reincarnated inside of her, and
Okay.
she says something about, oh, I'm white, but you know, I got this. And she's talking to Jenny
Yes.
McCarthy, who's entertaining this foolishness, as if Jenny wasn't in the 90s with Tupac. You know what I mean? Like,
Excuse me.
don't get me going. The children don't know nothing about this Tupac,
The
okay?
children, I didn't even know that Lala was saying things that crazy.
That was in 2018, but she's wild. I mean, she told Faith that she was blacker than her, you know? So she's wild for the night, but I do think that that energy that she was giving on the show, it just it's not doing well for her. And we're about to see, apparently, like, Ariana puts her in her place, but we'll see if that's true or not.
Okay.
Let me just segue real quick into the Valley, because I
Okay.
told you I did catch up on it. I don't love what's happening on this show. They did get picked up for season two, which I
But
think
we don't get a reunion, which I'm
no reunion.
annoyed because I want to address what I think we both are annoyed with. And so.
One, I have a question for you about Lala and Sheena graduating to the Valley. I know what Jax said, but Jax is, you can't believe much of what he comes from. And then two, what's up with this Janet, like, icing out Janet and Michelle icing out Kristen and her
Luke
friend?
and Zach.
Yeah, like, give me your hot take real quick about what's going on with the
Well,
Valley.
I take them separately. So Michelle, I would show more grace to because even though I think, you know, it's so funny in the beginning, we were, you know, very anti-Jesse. That's her husband, right?
Yeah.
Right. But both of them, I mean, Michelle's not that much better than me. She's kind of cold. Like it was interesting the episode where you're like, huh, she's
It's he
kind of
he's
mean.
rough.
But I still understand her not wanting to deal with Kristen. Okay, it is on you if you shared anything with Kristen that you didn't, you know, I wouldn't tell Kristen a thing,
No.
right? I wouldn't tell her what I'm wearing tomorrow for fear she'd have it on the next day.
Yes.
But I do understand her wanting to keep her distance. Janet is a hypocrite because that is a pot stirring woman, right? So I just feel like she has no kind of nothing to stand on other than just wanting, just being messy. And that's why I want a reunion because, first of all, we know that Kristen didn't start this story. Like, no, she didn't shut stuff down, but she wasn't the one that started this, right? And we've all seen the clips, and we know it was Jax, but we know Janet was talking to Jasmine, and she does not like it when she doesn't know something, and then she knows something. Well, I must talk to
She
so and so.
said it. They
Like,
like whatever Jan like whatever that Janet said in that rest them that meal with Zach when they were talking mess about everybody. She said it.
and her husband even knows she's messy.
Yes.
He knows she's messy.
That comment about how she quit her job to
Right, and now her job is gossiping.
I was like, dang, that was like some. I was like, oh, you're right. But then he got in the middle of it and he starts, trying to defend it and saying how wrong. What I didn't like about this last episode was how Janet and Michelle are trying to ice Kristen. They don't want to go to the yoga event. And so they missed out on their girl. And I really like her,
Yeah, it
beauty
was
queen.
self-defense. She was teaching self-defense.
And what I really I didn't like that they don't show up because Kristen's there. But then Kristen's being told you have to invite them, extend the olive branch. And I was like, if I was Kristen, I wouldn't invite them either. You didn't even want to come when I was present at someone else's event. So now I got to invite you to mine.
Yeah.
I feel like GTFOH. Okay. I don't want to be cussing.
Although I kind of understand Zach saying make them say no, because then you can, look like the bigger person. But again, I'm not mature enough to do that. So I probably, like Kristen, just wouldn't have invited them.
I wouldn't have invited them, period, because if you can't show up to an event, and maybe the events, like maybe we're not seeing the true like order of events. Maybe her event was before.
But we saw Michelle say, I can't, I'm not going because
Okay.
Kristen's going. I think we did.
Yeah. I just
And then
don't like
Janet
that they
saying she
all
had
are.
anxiety.
And then Janet's like, well, she didn't even invite me. I'm like, you didn't show up to an event she was at because she was there. Like, so now you think she could? It's her event. I just can't. It's blowing my mind. And then you don't even want her to show up on your baby moon, which I personally, I'm like, okay. And then Zach, oh, and then Brittany's like, why didn't you invite her? Like, what, Brittany? Why are you mad? Like, she's literally not showing up because Kristen doesn't show up, and you got the nerve to sit here and talk. Brittany's a huge part of the problem,
Oh,
quite
yeah.
frankly. And she's like, don't be saying this and that. And I'm like, but you're the part of the problem. Like, you and Jax know what the information, but y'all are trying to act like you didn't do anything. And it's so obvious that you did. And it sucks for Kristen that she has to be the villain, for the season.
The scapegoat. Well, Brittany and Jax were the producers, right? So
They're terrible
they're going
too.
to produce a show to look favorable to them.
And it doesn't look that I don't know where they're going with their relationship.
Well, that's true.
Their relationship looks kind of
They're still separated.
their son is so cute.
Cruz is cute.
And when Brittany and him are going back and forth about the bar and Brittany wants to get pregnant and all this other stuff, I was just like, are you sure you want to get pregnant again when you're still trying to sort through some issues? So again, y'all should, it's probably obvious. I'm not the biggest Britney and Jax fans, but they definitely they make TV.
So, in regards to the rumors about Sheena and Lala joining the Valley,
What do you think?
I don't like. I am surprised that I have enjoyed this show. I think, like a lot of, I think
Yeah.
most of us did not hold this and have high
No.
expectations for this show. And I am enjoying it, and I think they will. There will be too many people on that show that I don't like, so it will be hard to watch.
Someone
Because
made
I'm
a
struggling right
comment.
now. Like, the only one, we've always said, please protect Danny and Nia.
Yes.
And I know
Yes.
you're side eyeing Jasmine sometimes, but I can tolerate it.
I like Jasmine. I think she's just as it just got confusing.
But if you add those two, then I think it starts to tilt the scales into too many people I don't like. because there's Jax,
Yeah.
there's Brittany, there'll be Lala, there'll be Sheena, sometimes Kristen, Jesse, and Michelle. Like, oh my goodness, how many people do I
A
have
lot of people. Well,
standing
and we
over
don't even
there?
know Jesse and Michelle gonna make it to the next
Right.
because she moves out. She moved out to another home, to another apartment
In the valley.
in the valley. Yeah, I don't think they should be added to this cast because I think I like the show because there aren't like there are not very many BPR people on it. I liked the people that they added, but I'm not loving like what Janet is doing. I'm not loving that. I do think that they should get their own show doing something so that they can stop being haters
And then
and
their fans can watch because I
their
won't.
fans can watch it. Maybe it's Mommy and Me or whatever they want to do. Podcasting is hard. I don't know, but they do just give them a damn TV show so we
Sheena,
can
I'm with the band.
let's do a band. Yes, let's do a
Sheena
making
in the
the band.
27s. Yep.
Yeah, sure. And just one more point on that before we get into Summer House. Did you see that Sheena is not really talking to both Ariana and Tom?
I
She
did
said
not.
she had she says she hasn't really had a lot of contact with either of them. And the person commenting on it was like, "See, Sheena, Tom used you against Ariana and then left you out to dry." And it's like that's what Ariana's trying to tell her the entire season.
Yeah.
So awesome.
All right. Let's get to our show.
You know, this is like one of my favorites now.
I'm glad.
I know. It just, I think it's because it reminds me of like being, you know, young in New York. No, I'm like, oh, I want to move back. And I'm like, no, you're not moving back. Get out in the suburbs.
Yes, I can't wait for I can't wait for the next episode because we're getting closer and closer to the end of summer and we know what happens. We just haven't seen it. But I do think it's interesting that as with each passing episode, I think we're all still in agreement that it was best that they not get married, but I
Yes.
don't think it was as clear cut as it was in the first couple of weeks when we were all like, WTH Lindsay, like, and now you can kind of see, well, Carl wasn't ready either. And she had some legitimate questions. They just were not good for each other. They did
Yeah.
not need to be together.
I do think though, on Watch What Happens Live, he did clarify that he was like income was coming in. He was making money. So he wasn't like living off of her. And he was trying to navigate what he wanted to do, but he still was making money. And I think that's something that they are not, they kind of are leaving out of the story kind of, because the story's better if he looks like he's unemployed and doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. You know what I think about their issue is that, and I need to go back to watch older episodes, but they are, if they're friends, they should not be talking to each other the way they do, right? Like, you know, and I think both of their defenses are up, but neither of them want to see that the other person is really expressing themselves in a caring manner. I think Lindsay very much cares about him. I do. But I think the way that she's going about it and when he communicates how it makes him feel, she goes on the defense instead of just listening and saying, okay, well, maybe I can adjust my tone or adjust my questions, or maybe I'll just, you tell me, I'm gonna sit with it and I'll come back to you tomorrow. But I also find that it's kind of problematic that like they've been in couples counseling for a very long time.
Right from the jump, I'm like, well, who starts dating and goes right into
And
therapy?
y'all were friends and y'all were all mad that Danielle was telling you, did you move it too fast? Do you think if they paused, if they actually listened to Danielle, do you think that they would still be together if they actually did like say, you know what, like let's just be girlfriend boyfriend and
I don't. So two things. So I don't because I think Lindsay, and I don't blame her in her, she's got a clock ticking for lack of a better word, right? So she wanted to, Lindsay wants to have a kid. We know what she's dealt with in the past, so I totally get wanting to have that child, and wanting marriage to come along with it. And still, even if they had listened to Danielle, it would not have changed Carl having a steady job, in a time for, in the in the in line with the time that Lindsay was trying to, set
Be
all of
on.
these goals for herself. I was hesitant because I wanted to go back to Carl saying money was coming in. I heard that too, but then I went to, yeah, but how much does it cost to live in New York City? I could not, on my Philly salary, could not live comfortably in New York City. So I was wondering, yes, it's a difference to say, yeah, I got some income coming in, but we don't
And
know
he
how
said he
much
was making
income.
just about as much as she was. That's what he said.
So I wondered though if that's enough. Because now, you know what I mean? You need a good chunk of change. Remember we were watching Paige look for apartments? That was ridiculous.
They were
That
stupid for
was the
getting that $14,000 apartment. You know that he's having to pay half of the rent on that.
right.
And you
That,
don't
because
live
I was
there.
like, that those rents get you a mansion. I mean, a real mansion, not even in Philly on the main line. Like, so you
Yeah,
do need to
I
make
think
a
it's like a
ton of
shot at
money.
his manhood though. And so I think that's why he wants to clarify to say, like,
Yeah.
look, I wasn't just sponging off of her. But I wonder if they actually just pumped the brakes and really addressed like what was pushing them to be married. I think he was trying to like give Lindsay whatever she wanted because he had low self-esteem and he was coming off of, something really big, bad happening. And he's sober, so who wants to be with him? It almost looked like he was insecure, and someone came and she's pretty and she's fun and she's, charismatic. And I think I don't know that their relationship started off in the best on the best foot. But if they
I
actually
agree.
took a moment and they battled it out their second year, I wonder if they would come out stronger because they would feel like, okay, I know why you want to have a kid, and I'm gonna let you figure out what you're trying to do. And I'm gonna go harvest some eggs over here, and it will figure out what the timing is. But
I
yeah,
think Lindsay would have ended up leaving him because Carl would not
there
have been ready in her
on her
time
schedule.
frame
Yeah,
of, wanting to be a mom.
allegedly they said that she got a new boo or something like that. I
Yeah.
don't know anything about it, but
I don't either. That was my first time hearing it when Carl mentioned it on Watch What Happens Live.
yeah. You want to talk about, well, who else do we want to read for filth? Kyle or West?
Ooh,
Or I'm
what
sorry,
is
I want to read for filth.
who
Let
do
me
you, okay, who do you want to?
one with West. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, that's
And
why I'm hesitant to read them because I don't know quite what's going on.
what bothers me is she's trying to figure, like, she's literally like, and he's like, well, I think it's weird to be a boyfriend if you haven't had sex yet. And it's like, well, duh, if you just said that y'all were together, she would have sex with you. Like, that's what happens. I'm like, what, you need to test it out before you're a boyfriend? I can understand testing it out before you marry somebody, but come on, you can break up. Like, if this is whack, you keep it moving. But I just thought that that whole scene made me feel icky. And I don't know about you, but I love Paige. I think she is so great. And I'm like, yes, I do the same thing. I roll up right on somebody and be like, yo, what you doing, my girl? I mean, go call a couple of friends of mine. They know for sure. I'm
Oh, I
here
have a
for
page.
clarification. You probably hear some stories. I'm happy that my brother-in-law likes me. But I love it. So I'm just disappointed in West, I guess. Like, I just kind of feel like you're not communicating how, like, it doesn't seem like they're on the same page. And instead of just like dealing with it, he's just being weird about, like, he's just being like, oh, whatever, I didn't, and I don't think that's right.
It's interesting. I've because they're my favorite maybe couple, but I've read a couple things from Sierra's point of view, and she doesn't seem to be. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out on the show. Since then, she has said in interviews she doesn't blame him. Like she understands where he's coming from, but she She will not be pushed into doing something that she doesn't want to do, which I
Right.
think is great. So it's not like, oh my God, I can't stand her.
Right.
Yeah, I
Right.
get it. I know dudes, and it doesn't mean that he's a trash bag.
I don't think he's a trash bag. I just think he
No, I
needs
would say that because
like,
that's what she called
oh,
Jesse, which
I know. And it hurt his feelings. I
I
was like, dang, Jesse, you really took that shit hard.
know. The thing I do like about the three of them, even though Jesse was like, that's rude, she apologized the next day. And he has, I don't know if I follow him on Instagram, he had a box of trash bags and added Sierra. And I thought that was hilarious. And he has said,
Wild.
they're good friends.
Yeah, I like them.
But yeah, I did like that she was like, yeah, I get it, but I'm still not gonna do it.
Yeah.
And we're moving on.
So
Now, Kyle's meltdown at the end of the show.
it seems like every season he has a meltdown that he throws.
But to call her a bitch, I'm like, yo, you've
I
crossed
thought,
the line.
one, I feel like I'm missing something from this story, which Carl did allude to, that there is some stuff that we don't know, and that's what's causing Kyle to be upset. But just listening to, I don't know. I just thought his response was weird. Let me say it that way. I just thought the response was weird. And I definitely, as a business owner, understand when you're not producing the amount of money that you want, and it just seems like he's holding on to everybody for dear life, instead of just like allowing everybody to kind of move, it feels like he's kind of trying to like hold on to everybody in control. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
And Amanda, she said a couple times, I'm not leaving Loverboy. I want to pursue my own interests. And look, I don't know what goes on in their house Monday through Friday, but I'm like, it doesn't seem they don't have kids. Like, I didn't see how there wouldn't be time for both
Right.
them to just fly off the handle like that. So
It seems like money is like a something that's going on here. Like the fact that they lost, like he said, like a million and a half or 1.5 million or something like that in a year. So it seems like I don't
I
know,
think
maybe
that's
he.
when you would be happy if she went to look for a job or some, she can still help with the business and bring in another income. I just don't understand. And so to your point about what Carl said, yeah, if there's something else that we don't know, okay, but on the face of it, he looks selfish.
Yeah, it just looks, and this business is like, it's his he it's the air he breathes, but like I don't like I'm with you. I do not know why,
And then he says he wants to be a DJ, which he's now doing. So I better hear in the reunion that Amanda is starting her own clothing line.
Yes, because I do need her I am hearing that, he has his own DJ thing. He's with James Kennedy. And look, if that would make you feel better that you get to DJ sometimes and I get to do my own business, then please do.
Right. And hey, the DJ stuff probably bringing in money that you need. That's cool.
Sure. Okay. Okay, sure. I mean, but she's trying to make some bikini like bikinis or bathing suits for people like me. So like I would like to see what she comes out with.
Then I guess with everyone, Danielle's really nothing going on. Neither is Gabby. And with Paige, I just love her. I just love how she's a ride or die for her girls. Until Craig shows up. So nothing. No, I mean she has not, there's nothing else to talk about until Craig is on
Oh,
the
I
show.
was like,
Yeah,
what? Did she do that? I don't know. I was gonna
there
text you.
wasn't appropriate punctuation between
I was
that.
gonna text you. I was about to be like, I'm obsessed with Paige. Like she's such
Oh,
a
I love
good
Paige.
girlfriend. Like it's like that's I love it.
Do you think she and Craig make it though?
I mean, the fortune teller said yes. I wonder if they play it up a little bit for the cameras. Because they've been doing this long distance thing for, but they were on like year one last year, so I guess it would be 2 years. I'm assuming they're still together. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything different.
I think he is going to move up to New York, but I do think that they're going to be those people who have to who get on a flight and go to Charleston. They're going to kind of be, but it's
But
obvious that
I think
she.
when Craig sees real estate price, he's like, I'm not having a warehouse in New York City.
He said, "No, thank you. I got a big old house down here." Or the other thing is like, you're going to have like an in-law like suite or something, because it seems like there's some, she's very close to her parents and she wants to see them.
The other funny thing is that they ha I don't think has been addressed is Paige is kind of like Kyle in her love for the city. When she says he has to move up, like, is Paige willing to move to the suburbs or does she need to be in New York City? I would like they haven't talked about that because she just seems like such a city girl to me.
She does. She does. And I, she does. And
And
yeah.
maybe they've talked, I just can't recall, but would Paige move to North Jersey, for a house with a yard? Because Craig, like you said, yeah, Craig would have to come up, but I just see Craig going, you want me to pay how much in rent for this apartment? No.
But he was willing to split the difference with,
Yeah.
which I thought was sweet.
Yeah.
He's like, "Am I up here or not?" Because I was trying,
But
and
I
she
also
knew.
love Paige for being like, it's my apartment.
She said, "Hold on a second before we, we need to." And I'm sure, I think they're so much more reasonable than Lindsay, and Carl. Like they recognize they both want to be married, and what Craig is really about being. Being married, he is. I've never seen men be so
And Craig has changed like from the over the early years of Southern Charm.
Yes, I used to watch Southern Charm.
And it shows that when they meet the one, they somehow straighten up.
Oh, well, that happened.
Yeah.
With that, so what are we expecting? Is I guess. How, do you know how many more episodes there are somehow
I feel
something?
like there was a scene with Wes and Jesse, and he said, I only got like two, we only have like two more weekends. So I feel like we are nearing the end. They take the reunion. So I feel like we only got a couple more weeks.
Poor Jesse. I hate that he had to go through that scare.
Yeah. But I loved see even though we didn't see it on camera, hearing
I love that. I
I
was
love true
like, this
friendship.
is what y'all need to, men, it's okay. It's okay to be
And
upset
it's so
about
cute because it's not like they've been friends long. We saw them kind of meet each other.
Yes, they have a better relationship than Best and Steve.
Everybody in the
I'm like, how, I feel like they're soulmates,
right?
like the way they're acting. It's so sweet. And it looks like Jesse's doing fine.
Yeah.
Based on Watch What Happens Live, because he was a very he was kind of taking some subs. He was throwing some jabs out there, and so but we'll see what happens on the reunion.
Yeah. So I guess we are at the end. I guess that wraps up our weekly catch up with one another and you. Please like, subscribe, and leave comments for us to read. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join in the weekly catch up conversation each week. That was a quick one, Alana.
Yes, but I love it.
I love it. Well, I'm sure we'll have lots to discuss
We got a
next
lot to talk
week.
about. Lots to talk about next time. Have a good one, girl.
You
Go
too.
Bills.
Go Phil. I'll tell you what I eat. They have any new stuff at the bank? I'll tell you about it.
That's really important. That's a really key thing about this podcast is what you're gonna get when you get to the bank. That's incredibly important. So
Give
you
my
absolutely have
recommendation.
to, you've got to report on that. That's number one. Item number one on the agenda next time.